It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
No one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. A little different version from Kid Rock of Born Free. That's live at Sturgis. And I know Sam, when Sam's in the studio, we play Kid Rock pretty much the whole hour.
Pretty much.
Why do we play Kid Rock, Sam?
Because he's a good Republican, conservative patriot.
He's a great American. Look at this giant American flag on that stage, man.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. He's not ashamed of it either.
Right there at Sturgis in front of a lot of appreciative fans. All right, it is Friday, April 2nd, 2021, a very special day because it's Good Friday. And we kind of started a Good Friday tradition here on Speak Out with Pastor Chad Garrison. I've been excited about this interview for like 2 weeks now, Pastor Chad.
Well, it's a joy to be here, and I'm glad you're excited about it. I don't know if everyone's that excited when they get a chance to talk to me. So, Paul, thanks for the invitation.
I'm sure they are. It's not like you take confession or anything, right?
Well, it could be arranged, but it's kind of dangerous to do that on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially mine, or Sam's for that matter. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Well, the show is limited to an hour, so.
That's great. All right, Pastor Chad from Calvary Lake Havasu, as we call it, but also Calvary Baptist Church, correct?
Correct.
All right. I got some really good news from Roger Galloway from the county. The county is hosting a Lake Havasu City walk-in event for single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines next Wednesday. Mm. That is pretty big. Mm. The county's getting 3,000 vaccines for the Johnson & Johnson.
And yeah, there's only 175,000 of us here.
Right. But we're at 50% right now for the 65 and older category.
Really?
50% have had both vaccines of the Moderna.
How come you pointed at me when you said 65 or older?
I didn't really. I didn't point at you. I just talked with my hands.
Ah, okay.
So anyway,
I didn't know you're Italian.
There's good news. No, I'm not. The Mojave County Health Department is hosting a walk-up vaccination event on Wednesday, April 7th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Lake Havasu City at the Northside Fire Station, 2065 North Kiowa Boulevard. And please access the fire station by utilizing College Drive. Signs will be posted in the vicinity. 250 appointments are available. And, folks, I got this email at about 10:40 this morning, about 20 minutes before showtime. So get on the county website and get one of those appointments if you'd like the single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because appointments are required. Those seeking the vaccinations must make an appointment by registering online after 5 p.m. today. Probably should have qualified that earlier. Individuals can also phone the county call center, 928-753-8665, on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 8 and 5 p.m., if those appointments last, that is. One more item here before we get to business. The D-backs, tough loss yesterday, 8-7. They were down by 6, tied it up, then went ahead by 1, and they lost by 1. So D-backs and Padres again tonight at 7:10 on the sports station. And then two games tomorrow in the Final Four. 1:30 is the start time for the pregame and all the festivities there from, I believe it's in Indianapolis, and NCAA basketball March Madness. D-backs and Coyotes play on Sunday, and then the men's championship final for the NCAA basketball tournament, known, of course, as March Madness, 5 p.m. on the sports station, 980 a.m., 94.3, and 100.5 FM in Bullhead City. That's on Monday, April 5th, so that's when you'll have the championship.
NBA still in business?
The NBA?
Yeah, I thought they were in the business.
That's another one of those China-loving corporations. Probably the biggest or the most valuable of all of them.
I have never played basketball. I have never touched a basketball in my life. And I have never, ever watched a basketball game.
All right.
Well, that's too bad. I played basketball. And
you look like you should have played basketball.
I'm a Suns fan, and they're doing well. So it's like the first time in a decade, and so it's kind of encouraging.
This is like point counterpoint. I'm kind of liking this. But anyway, let's get to Good Friday and the tradition of Good Friday. You're a theologian, of course, very studied in the matters of religion, and that, as we've established before, your education quite extensive in theology. Where did Good Friday get its origins, besides the obvious, of course?
The obvious is why we celebrate Good Friday. Of course, historically, for the followers of Jesus, that Friday where he was crucified was a horrible day. It was a day that shattered their dreams, destroyed their hopes. They were hoping he would be a political Messiah, that he would challenge Rome and their supremacy over Israel. And so they wanted freedom, and they wanted Jesus to lead that movement. But God's plan was different. He wasn't a political Messiah. He was a spiritual Messiah. He came to save us from our sins, not from bad government. And so he died for us. But his disciples, his followers, did not understand that. They thought their dreams were shattered and broken. And so it was a terrible day. And of course, Saturday was, they were in grief. They were in misery.
That's Holy Saturday, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's Easter Sunday, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. A historically documented event that has overwhelming evidence of the life of Jesus. And so, in retrospect, as we look back, we have called that terrible, tragic day of Jesus' death Good Friday. Because now we recognize that's when the sacrifice for our rebellion, for our disobedience was made, so that everyone who confesses Jesus as Lord has eternal life, salvation. So and that just makes it so good.
It wasn't always Good Friday then. That's interesting.
Well, it's become called that. As the church built its Holy Week calendar, as they began to celebrate Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday and Maundy Thursday and, all the different days. And so you're designating, hey, we celebrate this on this day. We remember this on this day. And so the names became part of the teaching, so that you communicated that to people. And then, of course, after a few hundred or thousand years, we all kind of use the same language, same vernacular.
Right. I bet you're very happy that the restrictions have been lifted so you can have in-person service this year on Easter Sunday.
Well, last year was tough. We didn't know what we didn't know. And so when everything shut down, we chose to protect our people along with most other houses of worship. And we discontinued in-person services. So last Easter was tough. We broadcast. We live streamed we recorded our services, showed them online. And, people could tune in. But so that was great for them. Everybody could watch safely, worship safely. But it was hard as a leader who's used to gathering with people. Usually our biggest crowds of the year are Easter, and suddenly for the building to be empty on that day, it was difficult to emotionally. But at the same time, we had thousands that joined us online, and since we've been open again in September, we've continued to live stream. We've continued to have in-person worship for the people who are comfortable, as I like to put it. You've either been vaccinated, had COVID already, or just don't care. They're able to come. and worship in person. You know, everybody across the board has, you know, distanced the chairs and spread things out, and the people who are at risk just can't risk it for their family, for their friends, for themselves. They're able to join us online, nice. Live streaming. And this weekend we have five services. We got Saturday at 3:30 and 5, and then Sunday at 8, 9:30 and 11. And we're celebrating Easter. All of those, the resurrection, all of those are the same message, same celebration of life in Jesus Christ. And all of them are live streamed at calvarylhc.com, where you can join in and watch on YouTube, on Facebook, or through our website.
Let's talk about that message and your preparation. Is this something that just comes to you spontaneously while you're up, you know, on the altar, or is it something that you prep for, you know, for a couple of weeks? How does that work? What's your process?
Okay, Paul. So that's a great question. So every pastor is different, and I'll answer for me. We plan everything out because, you know, that's a wise thing to do. You know, so we study, we prepare, we plan the sermons out in advance. We know what we're going to be preaching on, how we're leading. And that's because, you know, God the Holy Spirit is in us. If you're a follower of Jesus, then the Holy Spirit is in you, and He gives you wisdom and leadership and guidance. And so with a lot of prayer, with a lot of study, because the Bible is a living, you know, breathing Word of God, and if we read it and apply it, then God changes our lives. So we're always planning ahead. In fact, you know, as a ministry, we have our messages not written out, but planned out far in advance. So then it's just a matter of saying, okay, what do we need to talk about this time, this week? And that's up to the pastor who's preaching that message that weekend. And so for Easter, we do that kind of extra because we plan the music and the message a little further out because it's a special day.
Interesting. Now, I heard a report, a national report the other day on church attendance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard the same report or not, that it had dipped below 48% of all Americans actually belong to a church. And it hasn't been, they were saying that 80 years ago, pre-World War II, that church attendance was well over 20% more than that, or belonging to a church.
Yeah, I was going to say that article was about church membership. It was almost 80% during at the end of the Great Depression.
Do you find that here, or just the opposite?
Well, I mean, churches, you know, for a generation have been declining in America, probably for two generations mm-hmm. now. And one of the things, in fact, you know, Jesus talked about how difficult it is for those who are rich to enter the kingdom of heaven because we get distracted. And, you know, as America, as a bastion of freedom and free enterprise, has enjoyed the blessings of reaping what you've sown, as people, the standard of living increased tremendously. It served as a distraction. And as we've become increasingly secular as a nation, you know, you don't have to go to church anymore to get a job. You don't have to go to church anymore to be accepted in society.
Oh, right,
that was
right.
Kind of a given back in the day. Yeah. And so we've moved from a cultural Christianity where everybody felt like they had to belong to a church to a place where now the people who go to church, people who belong to churches, it's because they really believe it and they're really trying to live it. And there's not just kind of a, well, I have to do this because everyone expects me to. There's still some people like that, but more and more, the people who are part of church, people who are part of Calvary know we're there because Jesus has changed our lives and because we want to be a part of His kingdom, His mission, and we want to share that message with other people through the love of His people and through the power of His truth. And so we're doing that.
It must be difficult in this political climate, Sam. I know you probably want to talk. Hannity talks about that a lot with Christians being under attack around the world. What's your take on that, Pastor Chad?
I feel that we're very much under attack.
Okay. Well, what's your take on that, Pastor Chad?
Well, around the world, persecution is a reality. There are 340 million Christians who live in countries that are designated as active persecuting countries.
So that includes Catholics, Baptists, Presbyterian,
Orthodox, everybody who calls themselves a Christian in the faith perspective. So everybody who identifies Jesus as Lord. And so, you know, persecution is reality. There were almost 5,000 people, you know, martyred because of their faith. These are documented. These are followed by Open Doors USA that does that. That's their whole
Wow.
Job. So 5,000 people, there were 5,000, about 4,000 imprisoned just because they were, you know, Christians. Over 4,000 churches were attacked last year, you know, from bombings to desecrations.
Not just here.
I'm not talking about in the United States. I'm
right.
talking about worldwide.
Oh my goodness.
And so, you know, yes, persecution has been an ongoing thing since the beginning of the church. And, you know, in the United States of America, we have been blessed from the beginning of our country by the great wisdom of our founders with freedom of religion, and that's something that you know, is definitely seems to be under attack these days, and something that we're sensitive to. And it's interesting because as an American who loves this country, believes that the United States is you know, the best country in the world because of our freedom, because of the protections we have in our Constitution, I'm always concerned about infringements on religious liberty, not just for me but for everyone. As a follower of Jesus, though, who tells us, blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, the idea that we might actually have to suffer in the United States for being Christians, people are, you know, losing jobs because of their faith and things, it's kind of like a biblical expectation because Jesus said, hey, if they hate you, guess what? They hated me first. And they're going to hate you because of me. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of that double-edged sword where on one hand, we ought to expect it. On the other hand, I don't want it because I love our country and I want us to protect our rights.
Absolutely. Well, we generated a phone call with all this, so let's go to the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, Pastor. Have you heard of an organization called SAT-7?
I've seen it advertised. I am not familiar with it extensively. I believe they are involved in promoting mission causes and Christian causes around the world.
I got a flyer in the mail yesterday, and I was just wondering if you had any comments about them or knew anything about them, but they're asking for money, and they're broadcasting over satellite television to the Middle East and the North Africa, the Middle East, and parts of China and
right.
so forth.
So here's the thing. There's a lot of ministries that are doing broadcast evangelism, and they're great ministries. I can't speak to this one specifically, but what we do at Calvary, because we believe in generosity, but we also believe in accountability, as we look for the ECFA symbol, I believe I got that right, Evangelical Council of Financial Accountability, which Billy Graham started. And what that means is they open up their books and outside auditors look in and make sure that they're spending the money for what it's designated for and that their percentages are correct, that they spend the majority on ministry and not on advertising and paying people to advertise. So I would look for that and see if that ministry is actually approved by them, because we as a church don't support other ministries unless they have that accountability piece in them, either us directly or through our organization of churches or through the ECFA guarantee that they're going to use the money for what they say they're using it for.
Well, I'm glad there's follow-up for that sort of thing. I always wondered where the money actually goes when I receive these types of requests.
And that's a great question to ask. I appreciate you asking it. And I can't validate right now whether they are or are not a part of that. But like I said, we look for that because that gives you that assurance that somebody's not just stealing your money and using it for something in the name of Jesus. You wouldn't think anybody would do that, but unfortunately, people have been profiting off of God's name for a long, long time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny?
Well, thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. And let's go ahead and take a short break. I kind of went off of the Kid Rock track here, but along the same lines, Bob Seger from the Motor City, right?
There you go.
Good friend of Kid Rock. And we're with Pastor Chad Garrison, Calvary Lake Havasu. And we'll talk about some of the programs that are at Calvary Lake Havasu with Pastor Chad when we come back. We're also with former vice mayor. That's what I'm going to bill you as today, all right?
Okay.
Former vice mayor of Lake Havasu City, Sam Scarmardo, and you had a comment on that as well.
What was that?
Temporary mayor, mayor pro tem, what was it?
No, I was just mayor when Melanie was in rehab.
Oh, there you go. Melanie...
Princeton Hannock.
Right. God, I remember that.
She was frequently in rehab.
That's scary. All right, let's be nice. On Good Friday... It's Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You got me speechless there for a second, Sam.
Did I?
We're back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, by Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. And don't forget, we stream live at KNTRTalk.com, and the archives are there as well. If you miss any part of our Good Friday show, go looking in the archives at KNTRTalk.com. We're back with Pastor Chad Garrison and, of course, former Vice Mayor Sam Scarmardo from samsguns.com, who makes this hour possible. Thank you so much for your sponsorship.
You're more than welcome, sir.
You're amazing. It's awesome. I want to talk about programs at Calvary Lake Havasu. And you have an interest in, I've hosted a radio show here, the Alpha Radio Show, and that's part of your church as well.
Yeah, I mean, we, again, everything we do is to lead people to a life-changing relationship with Jesus, and we understand that, you know, since we're on Good Friday, this is a day where we want to talk about hope, because Jesus died to set us free. He died to pay for our sins so that we could have eternal life, and so it's a day of hope, and I know that there's a lot of people right now, because of where we are as a nation, because of disease and COVID and all that, that there's a lot of people who are struggling with hope. And so we want to, you know, be that place that offers people hope, reminds them that God loves them and can change their life. Alpha is one of those ministries. Right now we're offering it on Tuesday evening at our Sweetwater campus. And it's just it's a ministry that introduces people to what Christianity is all about. So if you're a seeker and you're kind of going, hey, what is this Jesus stuff really about? You can come check it out. See, at Calvary, we're also open to people who have questions. We're not real dogmatic. And so we'll invite people to ask questions and, you know, what does the Bible say and how do we understand that? But we offer, just a message and a ministry of hope to all kinds of people. So on, besides the weekend services where everyone is welcome to come, we have Monday nights. We've got Celebrate Recovery. So those who are struggling with a hurt or a habit or a hang-up, that offers them hope as they can develop freedom in their life from addiction, from their self-destructive habits. On Wednesday night, we have high school ministry targeted at those 9th through 12th graders here in town. On Thursday nights, we have a junior high ministry. All these are at Sweetwater at 6:30. And we've got, you know, a bunch of junior hires that gather and learn about the hope we have in Christ. Once a month, we do a 5-6 night for 5th and 6th graders. On the weekends, we've got incredible kids ministry. And then Monday through Friday at our McCulloch campus, we have Calvary Christian Academy, which is from 3-year-old pre-K all the way through 8th grade.
Oh, wow.
And it is a definitively Christian education that, allows us to, teach with state-certified teachers, allows us to teach with Christian principles, and offer extra small classes. In fact, right now you're talking about ways you can bless other people. It's tax time, and people are filling out their taxes. And if you pay Arizona State income taxes, you can direct your taxes to track tax credits. There's one that blesses Christian schools through ACSTO, Arizona Christian School Tax Organization.
Oh, okay.
You can give to that and to the public school tax credit, which blesses our extracurricular activities. So I'd encourage people to check that out, because that's a way to say, hey, I want to make a difference in our community, and we can bless children, because that doesn't go to the school, it doesn't go to us, it goes directly to children who are in the school and offset their tuition. So, yeah, we offer a lot of things, but most of what you heard is about for people who are broken or families, because we really want to pour into the kids, we want to pour into the next generation, we want to bless them. And so a lot of the things we do outside the walls of the church have to do with blessing our community. We're excited about sponsoring Serve Our Schools, where we get to go in and help beautify and fix up our local school campuses, all the public schools, the charter schools. We just want to make them better, help the teachers. We do teacher appreciation across the board again in all those areas. And we do that in Parker as well, since we have a Parker campus. We help do the Main Street Fright Night, because we want to bless kids with lots of candy. Last year we collected over a ton of candy to give out. We gave every bit of it away on
Halloween night.
The Dennis Levis and the parents, because we give away good candy. You know, I have a sweet tooth. I don't want to eat that junk stuff. I want the good things. You know, the Snickers, the M&Ms,
the Milky Ways.
I'm not a Milky Way guy.
Three Musketeers, maybe.
You know,
I love the Snickers though too.
Reese's peanut butter cups is the number one. So we give, we want to give away the good, but we want to bless people in Jesus' name. We want to bless our children and our families in Jesus' name. We want to help those who are struggling in Jesus' name. So we have the recovery program. That's what we're really geared to, Paul. And so everyone is welcome at Calvary. We're gonna share the truth that can change your life, that can change the trajectory, that can bring a lot of blessings. And so that's what we do. That's what we try to do.
I don't know about you, Sam, but he had me at broken people.
Okay.
I'm talking about myself, not you.
See, I feel I'm saved, so I'm not, I'm not agreeing with Chad every word he says.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to have you in the studio, Pastor Chad, and you're welcome back anytime, not just on Good Friday every year, but anytime.
Well, hey,
you feel you want to get a message of hope out to Lake Havasu City in the tri-state area, or you have a program that may benefit people, you're more than welcome to be on the program.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the invitation, Paul, and of course you're invited to come and worship with us this Easter. Again, we've got services Saturday at 3:30 and 5, Sunday at 8, 9:30 and 11, and we'd love to have you or anyone else drop in or tune in at calvarylhc.com. And I'll give Sam a shout out too. A couple of our staff development days have been at his Shooters Emporium.
Oh, very good.
And we go in there and shoot things, because that makes everybody feel better.
Chet
to do
comes
that.
Comes in frequently too. So.
Yeah, he does. So we frequent community businesses because we want to support our community.
Better teamwork through ammunition. I like it.
I wish there was more ammunition right now.
That's the tough part now, isn't it?
So, right.
You guys have a great day, and God bless.
Thanks, you too. God bless you too. And happy Easter, Pastor Chad. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Myself and Sam Scarmardo will be back with some political commentary, like we always do on Sam Scarmardo Fridays. So back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Here's some more Kid Rock. We're back on Speak Out, and summer almost here, folks. We got 101 degree temperatures on Monday happening. That's pretty crazy, Sam. Well, it's kind of normal.
Nobody's running the lotto this year either.
It's a dry heat, right?
Yeah. But nobody's running. Usually there's a poll or a lotto with an award or something. Or
used to be in spring break, it was dry heat and dry heaves. Remember?
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College. I don't know why I said that. Chigurh's Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, also by Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with over 1,000 homes sold and counting. And I still can't get over the expression that Brian Springberg used the other day. It's like the real estate market. He compared it to throwing ham into a pool of piranhas.
I'm actually looking to invest in real estate, but I don't overpay for anything.
Right.
Right now, it's ridiculous. Everything's coming up is just outrageously overpriced.
Well, like Brian was saying also, 900 realtors selling 72 properties, right?
Yeah.
Or fighting over them. Anyway, Veterans and First Responders Trading Post, today and tomorrow, no fooling, store-wide items are $1 each. Must purchase 20 items, and you get them for $1 each.
Wow.
Pretty good smoking deal. Veterans and First Responders Trading Post, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And if you purchase less than 20 items, it's half off.
Where is the Trading Post for our listeners?
I'm glad you asked. 2886 Sweetwater on the south side in Lake Havasu City. You could probably, if you could throw a rock that far over the highway, hit Calvary from...
There you go.
The Trading Post. So I'm not encouraging that, by the way. Not at all. If you would like London Bridge Renaissance Fair and Joust tickets for this weekend, give us a call during the next break. I'll try to remember to promote it during right before the next break. But it's today through Sunday, you take this pass to the box office, and they'll give you a wristband. And I've probably got, I don't know, at least four or five pair. So... anyway, we will give those away during the next break. 854-KNTR is the number. 854-5687 if you want to call and talk to myself or Sam Scarmardo.
Yes.
I wasn't sure which way to go on this. If I wanted to get inspirational with Ronald Reagan on Good Friday,
mm-hmm.
or if I wanted to get into this infrastructure mess.
What? It's just another power grab by the Democrats.
5% goes to actual infrastructure. 5%. Okay, now the other thing I want to talk about with you, Sam, is this, the new Georgia election laws, which make total sense.
Absolutely, and they should be that way in all 50 states and D.C.
And they leave these drop boxes in place, and you still have these guys, or I should call them a clown, like Mark Ruffalo, et cetera, coming out and saying that the law, the new law in Georgia, because they fixed a broken mess,
right,
is wrong.
You know, Stacey Abrams need to be in prison.
Well,
she's done everything short of confessing to the fact that she cheated.
I will give her this. She has got one great propaganda machine behind her.
No, she needs to see an orthodontist.
Well, that too. Her and Michael Strahan, right?
Yeah.
They could be twins.
Well, he got his teeth fixed, I heard.
Oh, that's like his trademark.
No, that's what I just was reading yesterday, I think. On Fox, I think, that he got his teeth fixed.
Interesting. So, anyway,
Well, we all know the good part that we can think about is Stacey Abrams is going to hell when she dies.
You know, Georgia is easy to pick on, though, because it's a Republican governor. But the other states with broken election laws, you have Michigan, you have Wisconsin. You have Minnesota. Right, Pennsylvania.
Ohio.
Mike DeWine, is he a Democrat? Ohio actually
did. We were just talking about states that had broken elections.
No, Ohio came in pretty early, and they came in for Trump. I'm not saying they're not broken because they came in for Trump.
Well, the Democrats just couldn't steal enough votes there.
Right, that's absolutely right. And then you have Nevada,
And us.
And Nevada's not going to fix anything because, you know, sending out three times as many ballots as you need to... 1.5 or 1.8 million people across the state. I think they sent out 3 million ballots.
Yeah, it's outrageous and got 5 million back.
Right, absolutely. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about this infrastructure bill as well, because what do you make of the term human infrastructure? That was interesting.
As I said a moment ago, the human infrastructure is just another power grab by the Democrats to set it up so the Republican Party can never win another election. you know, they're buying votes. Everything they do, they're buying votes. First of all, we went through $1.9 trillion, of which 10 or 15% was actually COVID related. The rest is bailing out New York, bailing out California. All the blue states is what we're bailing out, because the blue states can't balance their own budgets. So
yeah, I have a real problem with that one.
Yeah,
Arizona's
too.
In a $980 million surplus, and then we're bailing out Newsom and
right.
You know, Governor Gangster over in New York, Governor
yeah.
Cuomo. So yeah,
it's just really.
What,
you know,
why
Nancy
are we
Pelosi's got to be recalled or get rid of her or something. She's nuts. She's seriously nuts.
Give us a call, folks, if you have a take on this. 854-KNTR, 854-5687. Should we be bailing out states that are running deficit? I mean, that to me, that's federal overreach.
Yeah, if you're a Democrat, call in. We'll insult you.
I wouldn't go that far. Sam will insult you. I'll actually listen and then insult you. So anyway, what else was I getting at? The human infrastructure.
Yeah.
To me, the government wants to enhance the nursing homes. They want to put more money into managed care.
Right.
Why does
child
the government
care.
Need to be in that business?
You know, the government, the Constitution is not even supposed to be in education. And we're in education.
Right.
Which is smart, because we want an educated populace. And
well, now they want an educated populace that leans to the left.
Yeah. You know, that's the problem. They have control of the colleges and the high schools anymore now. You know, they're, God, I mean, it's just, you're going to get me all irritated now, because it's, the educational system's gone the way of the Marxists, you know.
Well, that's why you come in, so I can irritate you.
Well, thank you. I
right?
appreciate that.
No problem. But you can almost see it in the school choice issue, because
no.
most parents, if they had the choice to take their kids out of public school and put them in charter school, they would.
Yeah.
Well, the National Education Association isn't in those charter schools,
nope.
which offends Democrats.
Which offends the Democrats.
That makes charter schools racist.
Everything is racist. That's the current. I'm trying to figure, be prescient and see exactly what the next BS insult line is going to be for the left wing against anybody who's conservative.
Well, I know it's gone too far when Bill Maher agrees with Sam Scarmato.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
I have
right
agreed.
There.
He's agreed with my positions, not me individually, but my positions half a dozen times in the last month. I'm trying to figure out,
kind of
am
scary.
I tilting that way right now and
right.
being influenced or no?
Right. Yeah, we went through the Mr. Potato Head last month and all of that, Dr. Seuss. And it's just.
But it's okay with Cardi B can do lesbian
acts.
Yeah,
during
right on
a
stage.
Performance.
Yeah, for a performance.
On time. National TV. Well, if it makes you feel any better, the ratings for award shows have just gone.
Tanked.
I was going to say in the toilet or just really tanked.
Toilet, that's an allowable word. It's not one of the big five, but, you know, it's in a toilet is a good word.
I was thinking of the one that starts with an S and ends with an R.
Yes.
You know?
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's one of the a variant of one of the big five. So
right. So how's business at Sam's Shooters Emporium and Sam's
Guns? We're getting plenty
of
guns now. We've got all kinds of guns right now. We're back to almost our pre-pandemic level of firearms. We're getting a lot of collections. We're taking in on consignment or purchasing outright. And the ammo was inching up slowly. The guns, we're in good shape with guns right now. Just about anything you want. Except for SIG P238s for some reason. I don't know. I got an order for 11 of them, already paid for orders, and can't get them at all. But, I mean, we're getting SIGs. And
what's special about that?
It's a copy of the old Colt.
Oh.
The old Colt Pony.
Okay.
You know, they bought a license on it. It's a top-notch. It's one of the best 380 handguns you can actually get. And I have Ellie to her. I wish she'd quit using it as the greatest gun ever made, because they can't get the darn thing, you know? You know, we got a whole load of SIGs in yesterday, everything but 238. So.
Right. So tell me about the indoor range. Pastor Chad was talking about team building with corporate groups and that. Do you get a lot of that there?
We did it one time. Chet, his associate pastor, he's in there on a frequent basis just to shoot, and he brings people in with him when he does, so I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. And we've done team building things for two or three government agencies here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would challenge anybody out there who's anti-gun, that I would challenge them to how much do they know about weapons, and have they even ever fired a weapon?
Right.
How much do you know about gun safety? I think that's...
Well, you're going to be imbued with safety practices and the rules and regulations and how to handle it if you take one of our CCW courses.
There you
which
go.
Which there's three of them a month, concealed weapons permits.
When do those run, Sam?
Oh, they're different, but you can call up there. We have a container full of schedules all the way through the, I think all the way about October or something right now.
Okay.
But, the last, you know, they're just packed every week now. So people are wanting to, they're feeling insecure and they're feeling afraid. And I think the NSSF the other day.
What's the NSSF?
National Sports Shooting Foundation released the, I think it was 8 million new first-time gun owners last year.
8 million?
8 million.
And how many of those have an education in using those weapons?
Probably none million.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's
and it's fun to teach them when they come in too. And I can guarantee you one thing: if you couldn't hit the wall, you can hit what you're shooting at pretty much. By now, you know, not match grade shooting, but you're pretty much, we can tell you what you're doing wrong. You know, you can't look to the left and squeeze your finger and act like it's going to recoil. Handgun
right.
is going to recoil and hit you in the face, because they certainly won't.
Now, I was trained at an early age by an officer of the Metropolitan Police Department in Las Vegas. And, he was a former DA's investigator in that. And there's a lot more to just shooting a weapon. There's the etiquette of how to handle the weapon, especially around other people.
Right.
So you want to get into that a little bit? Never point a weapon at somebody?
Yeah, always consider the gun loaded.
Yes.
Look at what's behind your target. You know, it would be, when you're looking to shoot, fire it, make sure you're sure of, you're aware of what's behind the target. A gun is always loaded, regarding whether you know it's not loaded or not. It's always considered loaded. I threw it on me, and there's two more.
That's okay.
Yeah, there's two more.
Yeah, always.
I don't remember.
Never hand a gun over to somebody without checking the chamber. Was that one of them?
Well, you're always supposed to check.
Okay.
You know, but that isn't. Well, there's five big ones, and if my wife wants to call and clue me in on the other two, that's okay, because I think she's listening right now.
That's right. It always takes a good woman to keep Sam going. So
yeah.
All right. Perfect. Anything else you want to talk about while we're here?
Join the NRA. We're 6 million strong now.
How much is a membership for the NRA now?
Oh, it's a yearly membership in the teens.
Really?
And a lifetime membership. I've been a lifetime member since I was 18 years old, and they were like $100 then. Not even $100, $48 or something.
See that, folks? Tear up your AARP card.
That's right.
Or do what I did. Send it back to them and then tell them you're going to report them to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, if they send you anything else. And I swear, Sam, since I'm going to be 57 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have not received anything from the AARP in 7 years.
Jeez, I don't get much from them anyway.
because I did that.
It could very well be, but, you know, I tell you what, what's the American Association of Mature Americans or something?
Yeah, AMAC.
AMAC,
sure.
Yeah. That's considerably more conservative than AARP, which is just an insurance company anymore now. And they always are anti-gun.
All right, well, we have about a minute. We have about a minute of show left, and I was going to take a phone call, but it appears Ellie hung up on us.
Could be. She would have called me on the cell phone anyway or texted.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's like an 8-year-old with a cell phone. Give her a cell phone, and she's on it all day long.
So. Social media, texting, both?
Who the hell knows? Couldn't even tell you. I use it to answer phone calls is what I use it for.
I love having Shooter on the show because he's a straight shooter. He tells you like it is. Sam Scarmardo from samsguns.com. And, got to play some crazy kid rock for you.
Yeah, join the NRA.
All right. Tear up that AARP card. Get an NRA card. There you go. Back with more in a moment. Sam, thanks for being here again.
Certainly.
And happy Good Friday, happy Easter to you.
You too.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I know why they're calling. London Bridge Renaissance Fair tickets. We light the phones up, folks, for the next couple minutes. All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm Paul LaVoy. And welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. Don't forget about the games we have going on. Final Four, two games left tomorrow. Starts at 1:30 with the pregame. And That is, again, tomorrow on the sports station, 980 AM, 94.3 FM and 100.5 FM as well. Diamondbacks at Padres Sunday at 1:10, and then Coyotes at Anaheim Ducks at 6 p.m. Sunday, and then the NCAA Basketball Men's Championship Final Monday at 5 o'clock. And I do not have next week's schedule handy, so I can't tell you who's going to be on, but I can tell you the weather is going to be in the mid to upper 90s both tomorrow and Sunday, and we're looking at about 101 by Monday. So by all means, if you're going to be outside, stay hydrated, stay healthy, stay safe. And if you're near Finney's at all, Black Cat X is playing from 7 to 10 both nights. And we're going to have a little birthday party tomorrow night.